I'm John Mowinkle with Radio On The Go Sports for Monday, November 20th. Here's what's happening today in girls basketball. Number 9 in 2A, Applington Parkersburg will be at Hampton Dumont Cal. That'll air on 99 The Wave. Clarion Goldfield Dows will host Southeast Valley. Clarksville will be at BCLUW. And North Butler will host South Winnesheek. In men's college basketball, Drake is at the Cayman Islands Classic and will take on Stephen F. Austin. Women's basketball, Iowa State will host Southern on 104.9 KLMJ, and NIAC will host the Graceland JV. The number 9 in 2A Applington Parkersburg girls basketball team will play at Hampton Dumont Cal in the season opener for both teams tonight. The Falcons enter the season with high expectations, having earned a top 10 preseason ranking after last year's state tournament appearance. Two returning starters, Kendall Ryard and Quinlan Schultz, will lead a roster that'll use its depth as an advantage. Head coach Brady Driscoll says they'll be prepared to face an experienced team.
They've been playing varsity ball since they were freshmen, and they've been playing a lot of ball since they were, you know, probably fourth, fifth, sixth grade coming up. I know our kids saw them in middle school too, and they were already chucking it up from deep and with form and making shots. So, you know, right when they cross half court, we pretty much got to be alert and aware of where they are at all times, and then just try and do our thing on the offensive end and get out and run. I think they probably have to be a little bit careful with getting those two in foul trouble. They'll want to keep them on the court as much as possible, as you would. So defensively, we'll see what they're in. I think they were 2-3 last year. I think there's some man this summer. We saw them at Warburg, and they were playing Denver in the championship of their bracket. So they won games this summer. Denver won games this summer. So we'll see. They're another year older, and it'll be a battle.
Hampton Dumont Cal returns five starters from last year's 5-17 team, including leading scorer Jordan Valley and leading rebounder Lily Hambley. Head coach Miranda Stafford says she hopes to apply pressure to the Falcons in a variety of ways.
We're going to have to rebound. They're tall and they're athletic, so we're going to have to get a box out. We're going to have to rebound. They rebounded really, really well last year. We're going to have to handle the pressure. Everybody's going to have to be strong with the basketball and be okay and comfortable with the ball on their hands. So I think if we can do those things, we can compete, create some turnovers. We rely on our defense. So creating some turnovers, getting some tips, and then turning those turnovers into points is going to be really important. Not always having to rely on our half court defense. Hopefully we can get out and get some easy buckets out of the press or out of tips and turnovers in the backcourt.
It's the third straight season opener between the teams. The Falcons won 54-30 last year. The game will air on 99 The Wave, with pregame coverage beginning at 7:20 p.m., followed by the opening tip-off at 7:30. The APGC girls wrestling team began its season with two meets last week and earned some strong placings. They competed at Thursday's South Tama Girls Invitational and Saturday's Decorah Girls Fall Tourney. Sophomore Grace Storyhan, a returning state qualifier, started the season strong by winning the 125-pound title on Thursday at South Tama. Head coach Joel Reintz says Storyhan and fellow returning state qualifier Caden Muller at 140 should have strong seasons.
Caden and Grace are just great leaders for a program. I'm super excited for them. They're both on fire, fired up, ready to have a great season. And then Grace, you know, she started off with her first championship of the season, and her quarterfinal and semifinal matches were some battles, and, you know, she came out on top and then wrestled really smart in the finals and took care of business right in the first period, I believe. So, like I said, they're both going to have great seasons. They both work extremely hard to work on their craft and get better.
Muller did not participate at South Tama, but went 2-2 at Decorah. Sophomore Zoe Uhlenhop placed fourth at 155 at Decorah in her first varsity action after earning a JV title at South Tama. Reintz says Uhlenhop, who's new to the team, has the potential to excel.
She's got a lot to learn, don't get me wrong, but I tell you what, she picks up on it extremely fast and is a tremendous athlete in her own right and very strong, you know, for her size, and that's going to definitely pay dividends for her, and she's going to have a great season. My guess is we're going to be talking about her late in the season.
APGC will be back in action on Saturday, November 25th at a tournament hosted by Belle Plaine. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has announced preseason basketball rankings. In Class 1A, the top three are North Lynn, Newell Fonda, and Martinsdale St. Mary's. Riceville is number 6, and Bishop Garrigan is number 10. Reigning state champion Dyke New Hartford leads the Class 2A poll, followed by Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Panorama. Applington Parkersburg is number 9, and Hudson is number 15. The Class 3A rankings are led by Estherville, Lincoln Central, Solon, and Benton Community. Clear Lake is number 7, Algona is number 10, and Forest City is number 11. Dallas Center Grimes, Clear Creek Amana, and Ballard lead the Class 4A poll. Humboldt is number 8. In Class 5A, the top three are Johnston, Pleasant Valley, and Dowling Catholic. View the rankings at radioonthego.com. The Class 1A District 4 All-District football teams have been announced. Local selections on the first team from Grundy Center, offensive lineman Trent Kakerice, offensive lineman Riker Thorin, wide receiver Tiernan Vokes, quarterback Colin Gordon, offensive utility Justin Canock, defensive lineman Ryder Ross, linebacker Brody Zinkula, defensive back Tate Jarovsky, and defensive back Tanner Lauby. Local first team selections from South Hardin, linebacker Logan Ferris, defensive lineman Caden Stedding, offensive lineman Sean May, running back Jackson Drury, and defensive utility Ethan Clenworth. Local selections on the second team from Grundy Center, offensive lineman Harry Breckenich, defensive lineman Keon Van Horn, linebacker Pete Lebo, defensive back Judd Jarovsky. From South Hardin, offensive lineman Drew Stansbury, running back Sam Benson, and defensive lineman Dax Thompson. Local honorable mention selections from Grundy Center, Dylan Canock and Casey Seitz. From South Hardin, Peyton Welch, Carter Kies, and Nolan Steiner. Grundy Center head coach Travis Zajac was named the district's coach of the year. Iowa is back in the AP Top 25 at number 20. The Hawkeyes used a late touchdown to edge Illinois 15-13, and a season that has featured a rash of injuries and a struggling offense will include the Hawks' second trip to the Big Ten Championship game in 3 years. Coach Kirk Ferentz.
We've gone through some bumps, you know, had some things happen during the course of the year, even this week, you know, losing a key player. But no matter what, these guys stay together, they stay tough and really care about each other, and I think that's demonstrated in the play out there.
The Hawkeyes have overcome injuries to several key players to win a division championship.
There's a lot of tough things in sports. Losing is hard, and injuries are just, you know, really hard, especially for the individual affected. But you got to keep perspective on this too. And you know, it's a game. We're all trying our best. We're all doing our best, hopefully. But in the big scheme of things, you know. We're all fortunate to be competing and being part of something like this.
Iowa takes a 9-2 record into a Black Friday game at Nebraska.
They've endured a lot. Coming out of state college, you know, things weren't looking too good for us. And then going into our bye week, things weren't looking too good. But the guys don't buy that narrative. They don't buy into all this stuff out there. And, you know, so that's really what it gets back to is, you know, when you work with quality people that are looking forward, not backwards, then you got a chance.
Hawkeyes will play the winner of the game between second-ranked Ohio State and third-ranked Michigan in the championship game. Find more sports at radioonthego.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm John Mowinkle reporting.